Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Jason Myers is a pilot, entrepreneur, multi-best-selling author, and lifestyle mentor. He has been founder, leader, and chief growth agent for many companies, including CXO Collective and Guerrilla Marketing. His passion for the finer things in life is only eclipsed by his passion to help others achieve their own definition of the ideal lifestyle. Connect with Jason by going to jasonmyersmentor.com.
Here is the final part of the interview.
I gotta ask. Because you've already shared like an amazing amount of brilliance and help to people. And of course, everyone knows you're just scratching the surface. And I'm sure that every single one of my listeners is running to connect with you and take you up on your offer and get to know more, get more from you and get to know you better. But I got to ask, you have been approached by so many business owners. Hey, can you help my business? Can you fix my business? Can you help me grow my business? I want to sell my business. Like, I got to ask you, because I know we're going to get some kind of fun answer here. Like, what is the most outrageously ridiculous business, strange, funny, absolutely in no shape whatsoever to sell? Like, what is just the craziest situation you've ever been put into by somebody approaching you to try and get your help?
Wow. craziest.
Come on now, there's got to be some business that, in fact, it could even be a success story, some business that you thought to yourself when you first started, that'll never work, that's impossible, how can you make money with that? And then the guy said, yeah, well, we're doing $5 million a year. Like, come on, there's got to be, so you're, it's probably because there's so many, you can't even put a finger on one, your brain is going in a million different directions, but I'm just surprised. Okay, I won't make you answer, I'm just surprised that there isn't one, at least one that comes to mind of some, the most unusual business you've ever been approached by.
Yeah, you know, there are so many that are just on the fringes of all kinds of crazy, right? But what that has taught me is that it underscores this concept of if you find a niche, it doesn't matter what that niche is, if you find a niche and you develop a way to exchange value for value, services or products for cash, then you've got something there. That's just a matter of you executing against the basics and executing well against those basics. And if you do, success will be yours. I think one of the things, as I think about some of these crazy examples, one of them was a business that specializes in doing marketing only for funeral homes. People are just dying to do business.
Funeral homes. I love it. Like buy one, get one free?
Yeah, you know, but people are just dying to do business with them, but nobody wants to do business with them, right? And so
not a lot of repeat business. Hey, you did my
not a lot of repeat business.
Can you do my next one?
There's no lifetime value of customer.
Huh.
I mean, it violates all the different things we learn, right?
Well, we joke, but between both of us, just to let the audience know there are tons of things that funeral parlors do to do some smart marketing, to sell burial plots to families, and then there's all kinds of add-on services and the upgrades to the very best casket, because you know that you love this person so much that you just want to bury lots of money in the ground with them and on and on and on. So
absolutely.
We jest.
And one of them, one of the businesses was actually a gentleman that owned a cemetery. You know, and he had all those jokes that we were just rattling off a minute ago, right, of people dying to do business with him and things like that. But at the end of the day, it's about being relevant and timely and able to be found when somebody needs what it is you have. And looking at it as a perpetual process. You know, marketing is not an event. I mean, Jay put this in several of the books. Marketing is not an event. It's a process. And so you can't look at it as, I tried, you know, I sent a letter, direct mail, and nobody responded. Well, what you did was you had a letter event. You didn't have a letter process. You didn't have a multi-step campaign. You didn't surround them with other things, right? You didn't make it where it was obvious that they needed to remember you and buy from you and that kind of thing. And so I think one of the craziest things, as I think through a lot of the different examples, is when I've been asked to help companies where they don't believe in marketing at all. They think they don't need to market whatsoever. This happens in the government procurement space. It happens in, you know, these different kind of protected niches where people think that they don't need to do anything. But just by looking at the business as a challenge, as a three-dimensional challenge. I like to use the Rubik's Cube metaphor. You pick up the Rubik's Cube, and in order to solve it, you need to rotate the Rubik's Cube and view it from all sides. That's how you solve a Rubik's Cube. A business is exactly the same thing. And so if you look at one of those businesses that on the surface, on one side, it appears as though maybe you don't need to market, or that marketing wouldn't help that business, or that marketing would just add incremental cost to the business with no real return. If you pick it up and you look at it from every angle, you will find a way to create a better customer experience through making the business more visible to a wider segment of the population. And that is really what marketing is. It's about that awareness. It's about driving the interest and the desire so that people will take action, right? The whole ADA principle, A-I-D-A, attention, interest, desire, action. That's what people have got to do. And the most crazy businesses are the ones that I've gotten involved in where you have a complete uphill battle. They don't believe in fixing marketing or doing marketing whatsoever. And it's the single biggest reason businesses don't grow to the size that they could.
Well, if we could go on for hours about how many business owners somehow have been led to believe or somehow have come to believe that just being a good doer of whatever they do and providing an excellent product or service entitles them to oodles of unending profits running into their bank account. I'm like, dude, that's, congratulations, but to me, I just call that the ante to get in the game. Like, of course, okay. You got to provide an excellent product or service. Now, let's get you some marketing so we can turn that into some profit.
Absolutely. What you were describing is what I call table stakes, right? The price of admission to the game. You got to have your table stakes, but then you've got to play the game, and you got to play it to win. And you got to know when to take those calculated risks, and you got to be comfortable taking those calculated risks. There's an old country western song, Kenny Rogers or somebody, it says you got to know when to hold them and you got to know when to fold them. And I think there's another line in there where you never count your chips while you're sitting at the table. And what that line means to me is that you have to be very careful as an entrepreneur to be counting your chips and deciding how much you can bet, right? And where you are in the game. Are you up or are you down? You've got to be playing the game that's in front of you, the cards you've been dealt, the best you can, and not be fixated on what you could potentially risk, lose, not take home. You've really got to keep your mental peace in check as you're doing this and stay focused on the bigger goal.
You know, that's really sage advice, and I also know by the clock and the wall, I really got to let you go. You stayed overtime, and I can't thank you enough. And for the listeners, you have only gotten the teeny tiniest outer slice of the onion of what who Jason Myers is and what he does for business owners. Jason, I'm trying to go back and listen to what you've shared today, and I'm not sure it's come through, so I'm going to make it loud and clear for the listener that Jason is an absolute genius at systems, at facts and figures and numbers. So while he also is a genius at ideas and concepts and strategies, what really makes all the difference is Jason, more than almost anyone I know, is just amazing at taking those ideas and concepts and strategies and plans and putting them into real life, into work, and into systems, because he is all about what he said right in the beginning. It's all about profit and getting paid, but so systematically that you can then have a liquidation event where somebody else will buy the business because it's not just you. It's not dependent on only you. It's not even because of mainly you. It's got the systems in place, and that's how you can cash in for the big payday, and that's what Jason's all about, is helping you get that. So with that being said, and I know I got to let you go, but is there any last bit of advice you want to leave for the audience?
I'd encourage them to pick up Guerrilla Marketing Remix as a book. You can grab it on Amazon. Be a great refresher on stuff that they could do. And they could also reach out to me on my personal website so that we could have a dialogue and figure out how best to help them with their goals. And that website is jasonmyersmentor.com.
Love it. They've now heard that for the fourth time, so hopefully they've already all run there, and they're running there again right now. And can't thank you enough, Jason, for being on the Rhino Daily Podcast.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast. The daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs.
Hosted by Steve Cypress.
Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus your free copy of Rhino Monthly Magazine.
The Rhino Daily Podcast.